Attack of the Killer Bees. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Africanized honeybees are a human-made creation. The hybridized bees escaped from a lab in Brazil back in the 1950s, and they've been moving north ever since. Mark Brush is here. And Mark, you say these things are now moving farther into the U.S.
Yeah, the USDA says that these bees have established themselves in a number of southern states. They spread naturally, and they're spread through trade. The bees can hide out in shipping containers. And Lester, I can tell you from experience, these things are aggressive. I've seen them on YouTube.
These are killer bees. And what we have here is an angry swarm. If I didn't have my suit on right now, I would be dead.
That was David Looper. He's a pest control guy in West Texas. Now, despite the nickname killer bee, experts say, yes, they're more aggressive, but the killer bee name is just hype. Gloria DeGrandi Hoffman is a bee expert with the USDA. She says the bees will keep spreading, but beekeeping is an important line of defense against the Africanized honeybees.
You know, beekeepers, whether they're small or large, are really the buffer between African bees and the public because they keep pure European bees.
DeGrandi Hoffman says, Africanized or not, bees are still a critical part of our food system. That's because how much they pollinate.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Sure.
This is the Environment Report. Beekeeping is a growing hobby. There are even a couple of hives on the White House lawn. And beekeeping is getting popular in America's largest, most urban city, New York. The only problem is, beekeeping is actually illegal in New York. Samara Freemark went to find out why some New Yorkers are doing it anyway.
When I first got in touch with the Gotham City Honey Co-op, they were a little nervous about talking with me. They were worried about a New York City health code that makes urban beekeeping illegal. The city's worried about people getting stung. The Honey Co-op didn't want to blow anyone's cover. But eventually, they did hook me up with John Howe. Howe keeps bees on the roof of his Brooklyn townhouse, which means every day he climbs four flights of stairs and one shaky ladder to get up to his hives.
Turned out to be a nice day.
There are two hives up on the roof. There could be up to 150,000 bees.
You can see them all going in and out.
Now, as Howe's bees fly around the city looking for stuff to pollinate, they probably buzz by thousands of his neighbors every day. So I asked him if anyone ever complained about them or called authorities to turn them in. Hal said, not really.
I give them free honey, so that helps.
People just shrug and say, that's neat.
Across town, Roger Repol raises honeybees in the South Bronx. He started beekeeping 10 years ago when local gardeners noticed that their vegetables weren't getting pollinated.
The community gardeners were complaining that they were getting a lot of flowers but very little fruit.
That's because they just didn't have enough pollinators in the South Bronx. So Repol trucked in some hives, and he says the bees pretty much solve the pollination problem. Now, that's the kind of story that beekeepers love to tell when they're talking about why beekeeping should be legalized in New York. But it's not quite that clear-cut. At least, that's what James Danoff Berg says. He studies insects at Columbia University, and he says native bugs like beetles and other kinds of bees also do plenty of pollinating. And those native species, they're being driven out by honeybees, which are imports from Europe.
The negative part comes when you start to think about native biodiversity.
But Danoff Berg says preserving native biodiversity maybe doesn't matter quite so much in a super urban place like New York. So it might be the best place in the country to raise bees, as long as you keep them out of sight of the law.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.